because we're doing things next week. Evening all. Welcome to the maintenance committee for the 28th of January 2026. I haven't seen you. Happy New Year. Well, it's now the end of January, I can't believe it. MA103/2526 to receive and approve apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillors Kilmurray and Davey with acceptable reason.
Thank you. Can we have a vote proposer? Councillor Alexander, seconded by Councillor Byrne. And carried by to receive the declarations of interest and dispensations. Are there any?
No,
I don't have any. Okay. MA 105/2526 to approve the minutes of the maintenance committee meeting held on the 19th of November 2025.
No commentary back.
No comments back. Can I have a proposer on that? That's Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Alexander. Show of hands, carried unanimously. Thank you. MA 106/2526, public participation for up to 15 minutes. Members of the public may contribute their views and comments and questions to the maintenance committee. There are no members of the public here.
Thank you.
It's bold of you. MA 107/2526, finance matters. A, to consider a finance report on expenditure within the committee's remit.
So received the report from the RFO, nothing outstanding, still working on moving some things around from planned to unplanned, which will be reflected in next year's budget, so it'll be even easier to read next year, hopefully. And it's all looking good. It looks as if we're overspent, but that doesn't take account for moving money from reserves for some ground maintenance work.
And does this need a vote for acceptance?
No, that's just to receive
just
the report.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
B, to note purchase of replacement electrode pads for defibrillator at Pavilion at a cost of £77.94. Is this an annual thing?
Not annual, it's about every 3 years, I think.
Okay.
we replace them, but that's just to note. And it was recently used.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite a nice one.
Well, thankfully it was there. To note spend of £151.96 at Toolstation on replacement work trousers and handheld pruning saw coded under Walden's equipment.
I'm sorry, I didn't wear the trousers tonight.
Did you just to show? You could have had a walk.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay,
so the reason I don't have new trousers because the button burst off.
So that turkey will do it every time. MA 108/2526, conservation matters. A, to receive the EA monthly situation report for November and December 2025.
One word, wet.
These.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I read it, it says the rivers are still down. I'm thinking, I bet you wouldn't read the same today, you can't do.
They all take time to to show.
Yeah.
It depends on the aquifer, for us, because we're chalk stream.
We walk Ignald Way every day when we walk the dog, and there's a chalk stream goes crossing us, and it's normally about 6 inches deep, and it's been about 3 foot deep for the last 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pouring in suddenly.
Yeah.
So I don't suppose that will read the same next time, right?
No, I suspect you're right.
B, to receive a report from the River Mall Restoration Group.
Oh, that's me. Well, river levels are good. let's keep it going.
Yeah.
And let's hope it lasts. Though, interestingly, they talk about the soil moisture still being low, so it means that where it's how deep the water's getting.
So it's just running off the top of it.
Yeah. So for a lot of our rivers, we need the water to be seeping through to then come down through the spring holes. But at the minute, there's no problem. The good news is that we've sighted a trout, quite a reasonable sized trout, up in the school field area of the river, on the gravel, the new gravel that was put in. So that's good news. So hopefully the egret hasn't eaten all the trout that's in the river. So that got us quite excited. I mean, other than that, really, it's a difficult time this time of the year for the volunteers. We've resumed the kick sampling where we view the quality of the river in March, April time. This time we don't go in the river because possible trout breeding. So that's it, really. Just to say that if there are any chippings that are going, could we have some? And because the paths are rather muddy down there, so we would be able to take that on. So other than that, I think we're just poddling along.
There are some chippings down at the back of the bowls club.
Yeah, but that's a heck of a long way to bring them down to the river. Here. They usually do. You could come and help us.
Come
push a few
grab
them. They usually put them at the top of the woodland path for us, and then they and then it goes down. But I know it's the field is wet.
At the end of behind the bowls club.
We asked them to deliver some there and some at the other end, but it was too wet when they delivered those ones, so they
put them all there.
Then put them all behind bowls club.
It's for the little path by the side of the bowls club that the kids walk through.
There may be some interest coming.
Yes,
hopefully. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. C, to receive and consider actions from the Biennial Parish Tree Inspection from Argenta Tree Surveys.
So Ian attended through October and December and met with the conservation warden at Stockbridge and did the extended tree survey for us, because we added quite a few more this time. Nothing severe in there that we have to pick up on, but there are some jobs that are on priority too which need to be done within this financial year, hopefully. So I've just put a small report together of the things that need doing now. And I was hoping the council could approve me going out for quotes for this work now, and then priority three work to be done next financial year. I don't have any quotes yet because I wanted to just get approval to go and do all that, because there's a few, but not too many. We've got a couple of dead trees, quite a lot of ivy around the bottom of trees, which we can do. And the most major work is the crack willow on the moor, which we know desperately needs a
severe pot.
Yeah.
Will they chip it on site?
They will, hopefully.
It's ideal if they could chip that willow.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's right next to where you need it. So.
Yeah.
When would they do the work?
As soon as we can get a quote in and get it correct, we can. They'll.
Okay, so we need a vote to receive that proposal. So, Councillor Clark, seconded. Councillor Barnes, show of hands.
Carried.
Thank you. D, to consider approval of payment of invoice from Argenta Tree Surveys for completing parish tree survey and report at a cost of £1,187.49 plus VAT, quoted as 1486. Okay. So there's 80p difference.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah. Can I have a proposal to accept that, please? Councillor Barnes, seconded by Councillor Alexander. Show of hands. Thank you. E, to receive any other updates and consider actions. Oh, sorry, Councillor. Goes on.
Yes, just under item E.
Yes.
Given that we now have the tree report and reading through it, some of the comments about, you know, the what some of the trees are, should we now really be getting on with having the parish trees looked at and tree preservation orders put on those that are appropriate, things like that? We've talked about this before, but
we
were waiting for last report, don't we?
If Ian had highlighted any that need required a TPO, he puts that in the report.
Does
so he hasn't found any at this time that would he would suggest as a TPO, other than the ones that already exist, which there are a few in the package.
What would be the criteria?
I don't specifically know what the criteria is, but Ian...
Because
there were a couple, for instance, he said there were three trees at the end of Maple Way that he said were interestingly large for where they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of significant trees. And I thought, well, do they have TPOs or not?
They don't.
They don't.
And he hasn't suggested it, but I can go back and ask.
But we verbally ask him.
If there are any trees that we...
Or close to.
Yes. Because having had the experience we have had about trees disappearing in this village, be nice to get that underway.
Yeah, definitely. We need to protect them from the ivy, but we're going to do that first.
Good, thank you. Yeah. Okay, can I, just whilst we have the Mel and the allotment, everyone here, can I jump forward to some correspondence to MA 112-2526, item B, to consider an offer of volunteer day from Groundwork East. Sorry, Abby, can you give me a bit more details on it?
Yep, Groundwork East sent some correspondence in just saying that they've worked here before and they have a group of 50 to 85 people that are available for volunteer work in the area. It would be a day or two, I think, but they come as a gaggle, and it was whether it was useful to anybody.
So we give them the job and they get on with it. Is that the answer?
Yeah. Mm. They don't think you have much control, though, but they they have a volunteer day at a site. And
I said, I'll put it out to the wardens as well.
I was going to say, I've handled... probation kids, the probation lads all planted the orchard. I mean, I don't mind if it's a suitable day. I don't mind.
Depends.
Going over and shouting. It's up to you.
I know. I don't think it's up to
you. I know there's a bit in the agenda about tree packages and things.
Yeah.
I wondered whether they might be useful for that and planting trees or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
possibly. Yeah.
Sounds good.
So we could accept the offer. So could I have a proposal to accept that kind of offer?
Yeah. Sorry, could I just say
cool. Sorry. Yes.
On the allotment to clear some areas?
Okay.
It's not
a huge number of people, but a few people.
So is it a set day that they set?
They will want to define the day. They'll also want to define the numbers, I believe. I think they try and... It's a tick box exercise for their...
Will they split it between
different
areas?
They might do,
yes.
That would be a better way to do it, wouldn't it?
Because
it depends, you know, I mean, there's things to do in Stockbridge Meadows, like wildflower meadows and things like that.
Yeah, probably this time of the year.
But not this time of the year, no.
Yeah.
We'll be looking at...
With all due respect, we don't want to get bogged down in a load of health and safety, do we have to go through sort of like... health and safety talks and all that? Can I just go on and what's the official?
I think I should just go back and say that there are possibilities, but we'd need more
details.
Thank you. MA 109/2526 Stockbridge Meadows. One, to receive a report from Stockbridge Meadows volunteers and conservation wardens.
After you, morning.
Thank you. Such a gentleman. Well, first of all, the wildflower meadow. We've received the wildflower seeds, and thank you very much. Unfortunately, we missed the boat with getting them sown this year. So they're sitting in my fridge at this minute in time, where they'll be fine as long as they stay at 5 degrees. The viability, they'll be fine for us to use the next year. Just through a series of different circumstances that we didn't get the order right for the cutting, the clearing, and then the scarifying. And we weren't made aware, and also for other personal reasons, it's been very difficult. So I did all the research, and it said, you know, the queue, and that if you, as long as you keep them at this temperature, they will be viable for us to use. And it seemed to make more sense than us putting seed down, knowing that the it's not the right chance of them coming up. So I apologise that this won't be a wonderful wildflower.
When is the right time?
Pardon?
When is the right time?
Well, in August, really. Yeah. Sort of, and then we need to get them in so that they need a hard frost to help them. So by sort of end of August, middle of September, really, is the latest. Yeah. So, as I say, I apologise for that, but it just seemed to be the right thing that we agreed, didn't we?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, part of it comes down to this is, as you know me, like, the work they do over Stock Mills and Redhoes, if we ask for it to be done, it needs to be done. You know, I mean, I think it's in the contract, it has to be done within 10 days of being requested, but things like mowing the wild flower meadow, if we ask for it to be done, it's no good leaving it 2 months and doing it. If we decide we need it doing because it's the right time, really, it's no good the contractor leaving it 2 months and doing it. And it's, I have to emphasise that stuff that's more conservation stuff needs doing when we ask for it done, because it needs to be done. And I think, as I say, there is a clause in the contract that said it should be done within 10 days of our request of having it done, but that seems to have gone by the board on several occasions recently.
Is that worth a follow-up to?
I haven't noticed that. It was done at the time it wasn't cleared, I believe.
Well, no, but I think the cutting was late and things like that.
Okay.
So I think
they were done within the 10 days the last couple of times.
Another thing we asked, when we had it scarified, he did it, he didn't tell us. So we kept thinking it hadn't been done, but it had been done. I think a bit more communication between the contractor and us would be very handy.
Yeah, I think that's over. I mean, if those volunteer days, somewhere sort of in August, they can come and rake off the meadow, can't they?
I mean, that's a sort
lovely
of
job.
Well,
we've had corporates come. They do, but they have a wonderful time, but you do have to keep an eye on them. But don't think we've injured anybody. So as I say, apologies for that. Then the trees for the orchard, we've been put the markers in for, so Keith knows where they're going to go. And there's a couple of previous trees that just haven't sort of, so we can use that area again. So we haven't got to go all the thing about putting in the posts and everything else. We can just clear it and put it in. So that's, I've passed it back to you.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Yeah. I was just wondering, does ferreting, I show my ignorance now, but is the man still ferreting, or does he ferret over there? Because the damage of rabbit over there and the paths are getting dangerous.
I've put a call out for him to be back. He was unwell for a period of time from November, so he'd be back any minute.
Yeah, because I know there's a time when they don't ferret, isn't there? But
yeah. They're ferreting now.
Are they? Yeah. Because those parts getting very bad.
Well, the whole area is getting very bad, isn't it?
Yeah. So
I mean, we do. Although, as more than saying, not the paths are getting holes in as well now.
Quite deep.
Yeah, I mean, so whether we have any responsibility, one of the things I was going to ask actually was the possibility of, because we have had it done before, adjusting to dump some topsoil. We've had that done before, haven't we?
And fill them up.
Because there's quite a lot of holes, particularly in the paths. And I think we do have to be mindful of safety and things like that. So one of the things I was going to suggest is maybe if Justin could dump them, he usually does a trailer near the thing, then perhaps me or us as sort of volunteers could do something like a wheelbarrow round and fill them up sort of thing. But no, and there's rabbit damage is getting ridiculous over there. They're just eating everything, I think, aren't they?
Well, they are. Well, at least they won't get the wildflowers.
Yeah, so I think perhaps a contact. Oh, not on my talking. You know, my talking. But it needs to be
one contract to use.
For that, we'd probably use Justin just because the cost would be so low.
We have to be careful over there because obviously we can't, because it's a wildlife park, we can't poison, we can't shoot, we can't net or eat net, or how he does it is up to him.
He'll net.
Yeah.
Because
they
chase them into the young.
Can I just ask if there's any news on our local nature reserve?
Didn't you ask them?
No, so just before the Christmas break, I reached out to the Improving the High Street Fund because I thought if we've got to pay legal fees, I'd like someone else to pay it for us. South Cam's District Council very kindly came back and said although that grant was closed, they were very interested in why we were having to pay for something that could be done for nothing. So a gentleman at South Cam's District Council has taken it away and is finding out why Cambridge County Council are attempting to charge us for something that they don't think they should charge us for. So it is banned with South Cam's District Council. He's taking it under his wing as something extremely interesting for him, and could we have a open day and could we do all the things? Mm-hmm. And I was like, exactly what we want to do, we've been trying to. So I will chase up with him, but he was talking to the committee about what they could do for us.
Oh, lovely.
And his legal team. So I know it's no further forward.
So is that the county or South County?
South County, I've now picked it up. Yeah,
that's something that they... Next year, will they? Apparently.
So I don't have an answer, but I have hopefully somebody else looking at it for us.
Yeah, because I mean that the Cambridge strategy, the nature strategy they put out, are so disappointing. Just a blank space. I mean,
he was definitely embarrassed that it wasn't on there.
Well, it wasn't for the fact that we didn't comment, because we did.
I think it's one of the biggest wildlife areas in South Cambridge. It just doesn't get mentioned, does it?
No. Well done. Thank you.
Keep following up on that.
I do appreciate it, because I know it's a bit... I do nag, I know. So I'm going to nag again. Anything about the new pond from Quack and the... I mean, has that just got completely forgotten?
Good news. On Monday, there was a digger over there filling the hole in.
Oh, was there?
And the digger consisted of a bloke and a shovel.
We've lost our trip.
I said, what have you done to this to upset Justin? And he said, oh, I don't know.
Well, that's at least for the safety.
Yeah, so it should. I haven't seen it since, but he was filling it in by hand on Monday.
Does that something we just wait for them to get in touch with us?
Anyway, we just remind them that it's funding time again, and is there anything available from them towards that? But other than that, I think it's a very tricky time at the moment with the reorganisation of them. Every time I contact them, the team seems to have changed name, and the person you spoke to before is now in another team. It's just...
Well, I appreciate that you do keep going.
I'll keep chasing that one.
Yeah, really. And then, finally, we did discuss the reed bits, I think, last time, and trying to get them cut. Yeah. If we could have... Did you manage to find a contact that we could talk to them at Falmere, perhaps, about some reciprocal sort of, you know, if they've got a reed cutter, they must have something big to do the bits over there.
The chap we used to speak to, or it looks like we used to speak to, no longer, it bounces back from him, so I sent it to their generic kind of Falmere contact page, and I still haven't heard anything back from Crowbar. I'll keep trying.
Perhaps if I get in touch with the RSPB at Sandy, they could sort of give us something. That might be the best way, might it?
Yeah. They obviously got the skill there because they manage rebids.
They keep them open, don't they?
Yeah, that would be ideal to
do. I'll do that. Have you do enough for that? that's. Sorry, I shouldn't have done anything but mine.
That was good.
That's it.
Thank you. Well, obviously Maureen's now marked out where I've got eight fruit trees in my garden at the moment, which need to go in fairly promptly, like before the spring. And I so obviously I think I sent you an email today for some bits. We'll need some a few stakes on that, and could I ask for the assistance of my esteemed colleagues, maybe a day to plant some trees.
Could be busy there, though.
Could be busy there. Might get sausage sandwiches.
Oh, well, there you go.
But apart from that, you still have dog poo trouble over there.
What?
Having dog.
Oh, dropping, yeah.
Still having lots of that. But apart from that, I mean, it's a very quiet period, really. I mean, all the stuff's been cut down, but it's nice to go around and see
it's lovely,
bits and pieces and see things we haven't seen before and bits like that. But no, I think it's just jogging along. Obviously, the area we've got penned off for the wildflower meadows, that'll have to just, we'll see how it goes this year, can't we?
Yeah.
Just see how it goes this year.
I mean, dogs might be on leads.
Yes.
Dogs are meant to be on leads, but I think if you, to be practical about it, if some bloke's got a 12-year-old Labrador and he's just wandering about, I can't see any problem, but then you get a woman.
You can't see if you're going to kill them, I mean, that's the thing, you know, they don't always.
I go over there a lot, and most dog owners are good. But as I say, as far as I'm concerned, when I'm allowed, people having dogs are quite responsible. There's been one or two times there's a woman been over there with a couple of lurchers and she just lets them off and run everywhere. But I've had a word with her. But I think just have common sense.
Does she take any notes of it?
She just, well, like she packs up and goes off, and then 2 weeks later she's back again. So well, you can't do anything. But I think generally, me being over there the time I'm over, most dog owners, if they've got dog hopefully, I'll tend to turn a blind eye and say, unless they've been irresponsible, but most of the dog owners I know over there are very responsible. And I think
the problem is, though, I mean, if the whether you consider them to be whatever, but the muntjac lay up.
Oh, yeah.
And they are flushed out. And
yeah.
You know, you say that, and people say, oh, well, there isn't anything here, but we have seen it happen. And, you know, your dog is at risk, not just that's at risk if they kick out at them. But they just think there's nothing there because they can't see it. They think, oh, it's just a piece of land I can walk around. And
Well, most of the dog owners I see over there are quite responsible, I would say. I think, you know, it's a draconian, bit of a draconian measure saying no dogs off leave over here. I think you'd put off the use of the place for a start, which is.
Anything else we'd consider? Stockbridge Meadows?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on, MA 110/25/26, allotment matters, to receive report from the Allotment Association.
Okay, well, I guess it's been quite a quiet time really in sort of December, January, February. There's not a great deal going on at all. So we haven't done any formal inspections in December and January, but we will restart with Alex in February. So we just need to put some dates in the diary really to when we're going to do those inspections. So we usually do them a couple of days before this committee meeting, so we have fresh information. I did have a quick look around today, and I didn't see any issues up there at the moment, so I think it's fine. I did the hedge on the south side has now been cut back, so the contractors have finished that work. And just say it does look really good actually, because they've cleared a whole lot of brush that was all along that south face, that south side, all the way back to the ditch. And it means now that we can walk the entire length of that side. So when Alex and I do the inspection, it's much easier to get to the B plots by being able to walk up that side. And I think it's opened up those plots with a lot more light as well. So I think it's been really good. There's an awful lot of compost actually down the back where people have been throwing it over the years. So it's quite rough, but it's still walkable, I think. So that's good. I don't really think there's anything else on that item to go for.
Oh, I like this one. B, to congratulate the Allotment Association on successful grant applications and consider actions for progressing with planning application for works to St George's allotment site funded through grants. New brackets, new gates, fencing, toilet.
Yes.
I think a party's called for.
So we got the SCDC allotment improvement grant, which was £10,000.
Oh, well.
And we also got the National Lottery grant as well, which is £20,000.
So
we've got £30,000.
Well done.
Fantastic, really. Yeah. So I guess we could just minute our thanks to the councillors, district councillors, for supporting the SCDC bid. That's good. So I guess the big thing really now is moving forward. Those two grants, we've really got until mid-2027 to spend the money. So we've got a bit of time, but you know these things do take time, so we need to try and move it forward fairly quickly. So the planning really is the main thing I think we need to discuss today, if we can. So I spoke to a planning officer on the phone last week, and he is pretty confident really that we do need planning permission to for the... Well, there are three reasons really. The gates are going to be more than a metre high, and they're within a metre and a half or so of the road there, the highway. So for that reason, we do need planning permission for the gates. And the fences are more than a metre high as well, so again, because they run along parallel to the road, we would need planning permission for those. And for the toilet facility, because that's on a concrete base, which is fixed, it means it's not a mobile building. So again, he was pretty sure we would need planning permission for that. Mm-hmm. So his suggestion really was to put in a full planning application for the three items all in as one application, and see what we can see if we can get it approved essentially. So that would be the plan. I think the question in my mind at the moment, I guess, is who should do that planning application. So either the association or the council. I did ask the planning officer what his opinion was. He thought that probably the best thing to do was for the allotment association to apply, but on behalf of the council, so that you get a lower rate, the cost of the application is lower if it comes from a parish council than if it comes from the association. So there would be a money saving there, a little bit, which would be useful. And also because it is on parish council land, it seems to me it would be sensible if it came through the parish council. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm willing to get your thoughts on that really. What people think on that. Have you got any opinion now or whether
would there be any legal in front? I mean, we own the land and you as a applied for planning permission, so would there be any legal problem there that a tenant actually applying for stuff on land, didn't
they? It depends what the lease is with the land between us and the allotment association, so I'll just have to look back through the land agreement.
I don't think there's any agreement. I think the land, because the land belongs to the council, the association just basically is an association of members are tenants.
No, I shouldn't think so, but
it's fully owned by the council.
Right. We have to consider formal words and put it to the next meeting, or is it?
I think ideally we'd go to the National Allotment Association, which we're members of, and just get their guidance for that, and we'll go through and just make sure there's no covenants on that land as well, and just go through that bit first and then bring the planning application forward. I think we can vote to progress with the planning application.
Okay.
And then just bring it to committee when we find if that would be acceptable.
So I'm very happy to start the application process, obviously not submitting it, but it's an online process through the planning permission portal, so it's fully online. So I'm happy to start that and then bring the documents here before it gets submitted. That would help.
If we can vote that we are happy to progress.
Okay, Proposer, Councillor Clark, seconded, Councillor Barnes, all in favour?
Thank you.
One thing we do need is a certificate of ownership. as part of the planning application. So does the council have a certificate of ownership of that land?
This is the document. I can see it in my mind, and I think it's a I'm pretty sure it's
piece of paper.
It's been around so long that we claim ownership, but I will check.
Okay, it sounds like it's essential for the planning though. So.
Right.
The only other question I had was whether there's anyone on the parish council who's an expert in using the planning portal that has done sort of applications for planning permission in the past.
Yeah, we do the other end. We do.
I know you do. So if you need planning permission for something on council land, do you do it externally or how's it done?
We haven't had any yet, and usually we only need a certificate of lawfulness because it's our land. So it might be that we're looking at a certificate of lawfulness for this rather than a full planning application.
Mm. Okay, well the planning officer didn't think that was the case.
Okay, alright, okay. We'll dig around a bit and find out.
You thought when a building like this was built there, wasn't it? So long ago.
Well, this was built in a different way, though.
Is it?
Well, I think we owned the land, didn't we?
Yeah, we used to do the 100 houses.
We used to do the 100 houses as well on the back end.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will find out.
Okay, if there's anyone that might just be useful if I have any issues with the planning application process to just get some expert opinion. Okay. So the other thing I had in terms of going forward with this is if we do get planning permission, we need to set up contracts to do the toilets, so letting the gates and things. Are you happy that the association sets up those contracts, or would it be better if the council set up those contracts?
It depends on ownership. We'll be the owners at the end, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll need to go through the normal procurement process and go through those contracts ourselves, I believe. So I'll get Alex and yourself to kind of get together and work out the project plan of what you need. Mm-hmm. And we'll go through and work out whether we hit the targets. There's some thresholds on procurement that would mean we'd have to go through a certain process.
Yeah.
I think we might be just under them, but I'll find out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Item C, to consider changes to allotment ranking agreement to be implemented October 2026.
So the Deputy Clerk's been looking into adding some clauses to the allotment rental agreement. One is a legal addition, just to tell tenants that we will be reviewing rent every 12 months. Doesn't mean it goes up, it just means we have the right to review it. And we're also putting a behaviour clause in just about reasonable and considerate and lawful manner at all times, just to give us a little bit of wiggle room with any kind of activities that are happening down the allotment. And the other thing, that's it, just adding the behaviour clause into the reasons for termination. So the proposal is that these would be accepted now, ready to be implemented in October 26 when the renewals go out.
Mm. And they go out individually to everyone?
Yeah.
And do they have to sign all return?
They do.
Right. Okay, can I have a proposal for that, please? Councillor Alexander, seconder. Councillor Barnes, all in favour? Carried. Thank you. D, to note possible reinstatement of Shepworth allotments on Cambridge Road. Abby, please tell me.
This is just a quick note that Shepworth Parish Council have been granted some funds to renovate the allotments on Cambridge Road. They're rather large allotments that are quite unwieldy, so they're looking for advice and things from different allotment associations. They'll be coming to you now about whether they should split them up and things. We've got slight concerns about parking, and we think that might be the fly in their ointment, and they may not be able to go ahead with what they're doing. But the idea is that Shepworth don't feel they will fill them, so it was would Melbourne residents be willing to use them. We have enough people on the waiting list to say that would be a benefit for us.
Yeah,
so we'll support them if we can, but we need to be conscious about parking and...
Is it the Shepherd side of the...
Kent Road.
It's just.
Well, it's out. It's.
It's just. Oh, no, we are Shepherd. Okay.
Opposite Dobbies.
Cambridge Road is Shepherd.
Yeah, opposite Dobbies, yeah.
Right.
The only parking is the lane line, really, opposite, on the other side.
Well, historically, people just parked all along the verge when they were open, so I think the farmer might have something to say about that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but it was just a note that we'll be working with them to try and help.
That's on the other side of the road from Dobbins.
Yes.
Didn't even know they were there.
No.
Yeah, behind the hedge.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of old evidence if you have a look there. If it's this side of Wright's Marsh, no Wright's Marsh.
Oh, okay.
It's next to the.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have a look.
Seems to have a look as well. To receive any other updates and considerations? Anything?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's really good. Well done with the grant.
Yeah.
MA 111/2526 governance matters, to receive the weekly inspector reports and consider any necessary actions. Thank you.
All received, no actions noted.
Okay. To consider any updates on damage or vandalism in the parish.
A couple of little things. So the ongoing issue with the road on the pathway on Orchard Surgery, but I'm afraid we don't have any control over that one. I'll just keep mentioning it. Vicarage Close, there's still the fencing along the school field, still needs attention, but again, that's with the school, so we can't do anything about that. The owner of the memorial bench has been contacted and they're looking at refitting the ground anchors to that one, so that's good. Slight movement on the Grinnell Hill boundary issue, that we have agreed that the fence be reinstated per the status quo of previous. So that will hopefully be going in this week and we'll be moving on from that one, and that one should be sorted. The service gate we have one quote for, but it's extortionately expensive, so we're going to have a look for more of that. A bench on the college field on the moor was vandalised and pulled apart. I originally contacted the school assuming it was theirs, but apparently the benches are ours because we paid to have them put in, so the wardens very kindly went and fixed that for us. There seems to be some activity on Little Lane with mud on the road, substances being thrown around, but the wardens in their Inspector Gadget, Clouseau, whatever it is, reckon it's eggs because they keep finding lots of egg debris everywhere.
Yeah, a lot of eggs have been thrown. We found them on the shell, the green shell over the moor, that we sort of cleaned up, and we found some remains of shells which give it all away a little bit. So, and we think it's the same stuff that's been thrown on this here wall, which they've probably got to the back of the co-op where they all thrown all their waste through there and nicked them and decided to throw them everywhere. So, I presume that's
Yes, yeah. That's been
one of the residents
brought up to the clients just to check, because there's no planning permission at the moment.
No,
so
it's
just
to check. Little Lane, one of the driveways is being sort of quite eroded because they've been doing some building work and vehicles have been sort of bumping up onto the lane, so the edge is now broken, the actual, and mud is being brought on from the site onto the lane, so it's getting quite mucky down there.
We'll keep an eye on that one. One of our litter pickers found an abandoned living tent in Longwood. Longwood isn't our land, but he reported it anyway and found some suspicious substances within the litter. The PCSO was very excited to be handed a rather huge bag of something, which was then sent for testing and came back as sugar. So
sugar.
But the plus thing is the PCSO went to have the opportunity to go and do the testing, so that's quite good. And just some litter at the moor was quite extensive litter that the warden had spent quite a long time clearing up, so so just keeping an eye on that one.
And see any other updates to consider?
Nothing.
No. Correspondence. MA112/2526 to consider request for permission to undertake metal detecting on parish land. This intrigued me no end.
Received an email inquiry from, looks like a professional metal detector from the communication that we've had. I struggled with this one a little bit because we don't have any land that isn't public land anyway, and I don't believe we would be encouraged to provide anybody
so
with
a we had this before a few years ago. There was someone came up, an agreement was drawn up, and they were basically allowed to go onto the old wreck, but not during the football season. And they had very specific, they had to, whatever they took out, they had to put back exactly, that sort of thing. So it only happened for one season, or 1 year, but then it just faded away. And there was someone that was actually granted permission by the council to do it.
Yeah, I found the agreement.
Yeah, it was on the old wreck, and that was a specific, but...
Where does this chap run, so?
I think he probably has emailed every parish council in the in the land and asked very generically, because when I went back and asked for specifics, he didn't have a specific idea.
So who are you?
I can't think of anywhere other than the old wreck that would be suitable. But
I mean, that's. But I wonder whether he's... whether Stockbridge is somewhere that they might be interested in because of Trails Manor and all of that, and that's protected, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it says that you can't on that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they have quite strict rules for the association do about putting things back and reporting stuff to the flow and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's probably legit, but as you say, if we haven't got anywhere suitable, then it's either here or there, is it?
Well, he or she needs to come back and tell us.
So a bit more specific than
if they'd like to define that, then we can look at putting something
together. Usually it's farmland that is the most productive, isn't it, and the most interesting, but it's kind of parish land within the village, isn't it?
It wouldn't be appropriate at the cemetery. No, I was thinking of all the areas that wouldn't be appropriate, so we haven't really thought.
It wouldn't be
the verges. It's kind of a bit of a novel, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll find out more information and then bring it if it's relevant.
So we don't need to vote on
that? I don't think so.
Stop digging
up. Thank you.
We've already done B. Is there any other correspondence we consider?
No.
No? Okay. MA113/2526 biodiversity, A, to consider location of the COVID-19 commemorative tree donated by SCDC.
It's just pinpointing an area where we would like to suggest that the commemorative tree would be planted. I did wonder, speaking completely out of turn, whether we look at it being a start to the memorial garden suggested.
No, we discussed it before, yes. Is that, have you drawn the tree already? Is that
no, well, no, that wasn't
what sort of tree is it, Abby?
It just says it's a blossom tree. I'm afraid I don't have the details, a commemorative blossom tree.
They're often quite small, aren't they, blossom trees?
Yeah.
That's not the one I've got, that's Councillor.
That's this is a different tree we haven't received.
I think that's a good idea, because I think a blossom tree would be lovely for that.
Those two sort of, where that tree is, those two triangles of green, I think is where
would you plant it by the mound?
Planted some more as well.
I think we've got plans coming for a bit of a memorial space for the stone and other things,
so then
we wonder if we
maybe
utilise
this area.
Yes,
that
would make sense.
That green on the right,
nice.
The car park, both bits.
Would make sense.
So we've got water there, we could maintain it, definitely, so that would be good.
If we're in green, can I propose it for that, please? Councillor Barnes, Councillor Alexander, show hands, carried.
And in association with the same, B, to consider if we make an application, for us to make an application to the Woodland Trust for tree acts. I don't know if you all had a chance to look at it, but it looks, I think,
yeah.
Definitely.
Do we need any trees to replenish the orchards? Would that be a good thing?
Well, most of the orchards are fruit trees.
Yeah, one of the packs is a fruit tree.
Yeah, I think what with the overstocked meadows we've got more, we've got these 10 fruit trees for there. Obviously the Millennium Orchard, that's supposed to be specific, because it's supposed to be 50 different tree species.
Right.
So I look at this, and I think we'd probably do best to get sort of like ordinary trees rather than fruit trees.
Okay.
Right, look, I've got an idea. I think working wood was the one I had a look at, I think.
Well, how about, the wildlife ones. Is there anywhere
room for
the wildlife?
Well, there's plenty of room over Stockbridge. You can put it in the Stockbridge.
We don't know if we're limited to how many we can.
No,
I by the look of it, I thought it was loads on them. 140, I wasn't 140 trees, was it?
And then you can apply for an awful lot. Yeah.
I think if you had a look, if you go further down.
Nature, I think
I'm sure it said it was sort of 140 trees or something.
What about the wildlife?
Yeah, I think the wildlife.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to encourage.
Do we need any hedges anyway? That's the other one.
Well, the plot we just saw at the cemetery to make that to a bit of a we're also looking to get some benches put there and some paving, so just have a little quiet area, a bit of hedging around it and plant it up as well. So, and maybe where the memorial stone came from, that was a bit of a sensory thing, wasn't it? It was like lavenders and whatever, sage and rosemary. Maybe plant it up similar, but with a pack of these trees there as well. Because it's a surprisingly big area.
That would be quite tranquil.
Yeah.
Be quite good.
That one. Either 105 or 400.
It's a lot of trees.
I think you're restricted where you have to give over the
428 trees.
Yeah. 105.
It seems that the only place that we have for that sort of thing would be Stockbridge, probably, wouldn't it?
But you could share it. That one was also suitable for hedging. Yeah. Obviously, if you keep cut, so you can give some to hedging and some to
that's true.
To planting. So.
Should I work through what the best appropriate plan would be, and then provide it?
Please. In principle, definitely. Yeah. So can I have a proposal for that? Councillor Alexander, second Councillor Barnes, we'll show hands. Carry.
Thank you.
So how long does it take to plant 420?
When are those volunteers coming
again? 85 volunteers, that's 4 trees
each. Yeah, that's these volunteers all year. Okay. MA 114/2526, cemetery matters. To consider quotation for exceptional hard cutback of Orchard Road cemetery edges.
So this is over and above the annual, we have 2 annual trims of the cemetery hedges which keep them under control normally, and the front hedge is very well kept under control. This is a kind of 5 yearly cycle of a hard cutback just to bring it back to where it should be or where it could be.
Is that before and after? That picture on the left, is that an after?
This is our front hedge, which is extremely well looked after because it goes along the road. The rest of the hedging is left to a minor trim twice a year, but then every 5 years it's suggested that we go for a hard cutback just to keep the hedging in good health and all those sorts of things. It'll also clear some of the access issues that some of the housing are having along the side. It's relatively expensive, but necessary, I think, to keep the hedging in good order.
And we'd need it done soon, wouldn't we,
before the burnt? We have a hold on, I know it's cheeky, but we have a hold on the work in the next couple of weeks just so that we can get it done before the end of nesting season if it was approved. So it could go ahead if you were happy with it.
But is it height reducing as well?
Is
that hedge gone to people's gardens?
It does, yeah. So it's height reducing and width reducing, and it's just a hard cut back to keep it in good health and keep the hedge going.
And have we done this before? Is this a figure that we're familiar with?
I don't know about the figure because I didn't look back, but he said about 4 to 5 years ago was the last time we did a hard cut back on it, I believe. And then since then we've done twice annual trims.
And I'm guessing it's that sort of figure because they can't get a machine. This has been done by hand because it's a cemetery. They have to go with a tractor and
a lot of it's done by hand. And this is a reduced fee because they're taking out the cost of the annual trim for this one, so it hasn't been reduced that fee. Yeah.
All right. Okay, can I have a proposal for that? Councillor Clark, send to Councillor Alexander. Thank you. B, to update on project to install memorial garden around the Kahuna Stone. Abby.
I was hoping to come to you with a little bit of a plan. We've approached the gentleman that looks after the volunteers to look after the memorial garden on the High Street just to come up with a bit of a plan. Now we've got all these trees and things available to us, we'll go back to him with some options, and hopefully we'll come up with a plan of something that is low maintenance for the area so that we don't lose anything, and bring it back to council. But apologies, we don't have it at this time.
Maybe we could share the details of the Woodland Trust packs.
Definitely, yeah.
To see if they've got any input.
Yeah.
On that.
Are there any plans to... I don't want to keep going on about it, but you know where the we said that the cremated remains might be.
So C is another one I've got apologies for. So we've started looking into this quite deeply. Lucy, our assistant, has been looking into the kind of ins and outs of a scattered ashes area and the rules and regulations around it. And we've reached out to a couple of different cemeteries. They tend to be in monetized cemeteries because of the upkeep for memorial gardens, so to speak, and how hard it is to look after planting and the like in a cemetery such as our parish cemetery. So we're just reaching out to a few to look to see how they do it. So one suggestion is to have a bed where ashes are scattered and then turned over, and it's a kind of controlled environment. Another one is just to have north, south, east and west around the mound, so we have an area where you use for a couple of months and then you move to another area. But that would be very uncontrolled and it wouldn't be planted, it would just be wildflower and that would be it. So we're just looking at the ins and outs of the rules and regs and slightly concerned about the cost impact on the parish for trying to maintain something more formalised. So we're just trying to bring the right balance or something. So, hopefully.
Because just going on sort of my experience is that sometimes the ashes can be buried, can't they? But without a particular memorial or any kind of, like my parents are both, their ashes are both buried in a memorial area of a churchyard.
Yeah.
But there's no marker there. You'd have to go and look in the memorial book to find out where they were, sort of thing.
Yeah.
We know, but.
The rules and regulations are very different, so we could do that split of the compass type thing and have some areas where some are buried and some are not, but we've got to look at the ins and outs.
Sure.
And it's a little bit more complicated than perhaps we first thought. It was scattering ashes and you move on, and you record it and you move on. It's not like that anymore.
Okay. So we're just I really don't know very much about it at all, and I just trust you to.
Yeah. So we're just slightly concerned about cost implications to the parish on maintaining something more formal.
Sure.
So we'll come back with a proper proposal where we know we can keep it going.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
No, thank you for that. Any other updates?
No.
Considerations?
No.
MA 115 2526, village maintenance matters. A, to note correspondence and consider actions in relation to Hopkins Homes transfer of land.
Again, no update. We've gone back with our response and have no response from the Hopkins. We're playing the waiting game, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Okay. Any other updates or considerations?
No.
MA 116 2526, Melbourne Community Hub matters. To consider cost of replacement fix of internal emergency lighting. Abby.
Again, I apologise. My optimism for getting a quote has failed me and we don't have one. I will bring that to the next meeting.
TBC.
Just a quick question. Does the emergency lighting work at all?
Yes, it does. It's just the flickering. I don't know if you've been in there recently, but there's a flickering emergency light.
Okay.
Which looks like it could be the unit rather than just a battery.
Yeah. B, to approve invoices 7397 and 7399 from H2O Gas Heating and Plumbing Services Limited, totaling £246 plus VAT, to replace hot water valve and supply and fit replacement toilet tap cartridge.
It says 246 and it's 146.
Sorry. I'm showing there's two different.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. What have I done? 246 plus back. So it's 100 and 146 plus.
So that's the total, isn't it? Of the two?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
I'm questioning
where this is. This is
just emergency works to a faulty hot water valve on a tap, and then a toilet tap cartridge in one of the toilets needed replacing.
Okay, may I have a proposal for that? Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Alexander, show of hands. It's unanimous. Thank you. Any other updates or considerations?
No.
MA 117 2526, Pavilion New Rec matters. A, to note quote from Hags for fence stroke gate replacement at the Moor play park, awaiting further quote and consideration. Abby.
The deputy clerk's been trying to gather quotes for the replacement of the most expensive fence I've ever come across. So the proposal is that we wait for further quotes.
Build a house.
It's not a health and safety issue at the moment. I think we definitely need to wait for quotes on this one because it's too expensive.
Councillor Clark.
I totally agree with that. but will we be taking the money from asset reserve? Because it is reinstating something of one of our assets to a level back to where it should be. So will that come out of asset reserve? It could come out
of asset reserve. I'd have to look at the reserves for the play park. There may be some specific reserves for the play park.
I was just thinking of the actual fencing itself is part of our assets.
Yeah, I still think that £7,000 is probably...
No, I'm not saying that price, but I mean, when we come to an agreement, we could potentially use asset reserve to... Because we're just bringing something back to where it should be.
So I'll bring that back when we have more to consider.
Yes. B, to consider accepting quote for installation, fit and replacement of cableway part as recommended by Rosper report at a cost of £590 plus VAT.
This one is a bit more acceptable. Specialist work provided by the people that installed the equipment originally, just out of warranty, of course.
Yeah, can I have a proposal for that, please? Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Clark, any other updates or considerations? MA 118/2526, Little Hands matters. To consider budget of up to £300 for purchase of surface mounted barriers to be installed at Little Hands fire escape.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there emergency exit?
Yeah.
Sorry, three inches. Is there emergency exit? Oh, cars tend to park pretty close to the door, so they're borrowing a couple of our football signs to put outside there. So,
and it also stops people running straight out of a doorway into the middle of the car park. So can I propose it for that, please? Councillor Clark, seconded. Councillor Alexander, show of hands. Carried. Any other updates and considerations?
Slight update. Hands are having an issue with their front door, but True Light are coming out to have a look at it. They're just struggling to look at it at the moment.
That'll be under warranty anyway. Mm-hmm.
It's only just been put in, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry. One other thing with we should be doing our annual roof inspection as well. I think it's due. We get it's usually Darren. He's gone up there before and just walked the roof to make sure there's no holes or anything in the.
Especially after the winds we've had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not something that we have budgeted or have on the plans as having an annual roof section. We had it reviewed as part of the asset review.
It's been done. I know it was done. It's been done a few years, whether it's every year or biannual, I'm not sure. But it's just something that's worth looking at. It's just a quick inspection to check to make sure there's no holes or any problems looming up there. I don't think it charges much, but it's the felting, isn't it? Just to make sure, because the kids have been getting up there again. And that was the last thing was just to ask about painting the back over the back of the shed. Has that sticky paint been put up there? Because that was the way they were getting on the roof.
Is that side where the bins are? That side, isn't it?
It's at the back where the shed is. They climb up on the shed and then they climb up onto the roof. And it's just putting that sticky stuff.
Dry weather up there.
Yeah, up the top, because that seems to be the way they've been getting up there, because they can't get up at the front. And they've, I saw a couple of last.
They climb up on the fence, on the shed, and on the roof.
It's just that back bit.
Can we label and put broken glass on top of the wall?
Yeah. Well, we get some barbed wire. That'd be good at the top.
Yeah. That wasn't a serious suggestion. MA 119/2526, policies and risk assessment. Receive any updates and consider actions?
Not at this time.
None. MA 120/2526, outstanding maintenance issues. Consider status of the job spreadsheet.
Nothing new particularly. We've had a few more reports of properties, specifically one on the high street that we've written to again. For access of pathways. I think the next one will be going to highways about risk for that one, because we don't seem to be getting any traction with either offering to help or asking them to do it themselves.
So. I'm sure I've asked this before, we've got no right to go and just cut it back or whatever it is.
Unfortunately not. No,
well, if it's dangerous to the public, we can't go.
I think if it's overhanging our land, it's like a tree, isn't it? You can cut it off.
But it isn't. The highway isn't our land, unfortunately. It's County Council, so they have the right to do it, which is why we pass it to compliance officer.
Yeah.
If somebody accidentally fell over with a
MA 121/2526, new maintenance issues. Consider maintenance issues arising since last meeting.
Anything to add? Nothing to add from me. Steve, is there anything you'd like to add for new issues?
Lovely. MA 122/2526, to note date of next planned meeting, which will be Wednesday the 18th of February 2026 at 7:30. Thank you, everyone.